everybody, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I'm Jamie, the mother, and you are?
I am Lauren, the daughter. Welcome back to another episode. We're so excited to be here.
So excited to be here. Yes, we are. We couldn't get it started today once again, but here we are now. Are you ready to get everyone excited to hear our lights of the week?
Sure. Yeah. Do you want to start with your low or do you want me to go first?
Yep. I'm putting on my shower cap, my bathing suit, and I'm diving right in to tell you all about my low of the week. Okay. So my low is that our poor little Jackie puppy here had an infection. It's so sad, Laura. He had some troubles with his tushy. And he had a abscess. And so that requires a lot of medication, another visit for a recheck to the vet, and some cream to put down on there. And it makes me so sad when he isn't doing well. I don't like it.
I'm so sad. My puppy.
It was swollen and it was just uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then like he didn't poop for like a day and a half. And I don't know. It was just hard. It's hard. It's hard on those, you know, when those you love are not feeling well.
Feel ya, girl. Feel ya. So sad.
And I also wasn't feeling so hotsy-totsy today, too. So it was just all around kind of, it's been a little bit of a
block. Too this week.
What's that? Max, too. I know. It was crazy. Lots of illness. But two negative COVID tests. That's a good sign. I had a negative. And Max had a negative too. I had to take a COVID test.
Not because I was negative.
Oh yeah, you did too. All three negatives, thank goodness. I have to travel tomorrow, going to a really exciting conference. And so I needed to have a 72-hour negative test, 72 hours before we left. So it's gonna be my first time in an airplane in literally since the pandemic, because I came home like March, whatever, from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, like right before the pandemic, like right in the beginning of it. Refer to another episode from last year when we talk all about where we were when all of that kind of stuff went down.
Yeah, it was definitely towards the beginning, I bet, like one of the first ones when we talked about like COVID and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what about your low?
Okay, so my low light of this week is actually not really a low. I would just call it like an annoying, like funny story that like could have been a really big low, but ended up like being okay. I just thought it was like funny and fun to share for the podcast. So basically, last Wednesday, we had an event from our sorority called Around the World, which is basically when all the freshmen go to the different seniors' apartments to meet them and like get to know them better, because seniors are typically pretty like removed from the house since we don't have to go to like a lot of the events and stuff. So it's like a fun way for us all to get to know each other better and like have that experience. So my apartment was one of the apartments that was hosting one of the like rotations for it. And it was my roommate and I, and then we had this other girl that came to do it with us who doesn't live with us. She doesn't live with people in the house either. So she just needed like a group to like tag along to. So we included her in ours. So she had never been to our apartment before, which like makes sense, 'cause like, it's not like we've lived here for that long. Basically she came up and like we were getting everything set up, and it was kind of like last minute a little bit because my roommate had like meetings like all leading up to it. So we had to do a lot of the prep like ahead of time, and I was just kind of like scrambling to like get everything all together. And then they were all like stuck, like all the freshmen were there and like they couldn't get into the apartment. So my roommate had to like run downstairs to like get to the elevator to let them all in, and like she like didn't even throw shoes on. And at this moment I'm like pouring everything and like setting everything up and like making sure it was all good. And then she like asked the other girl that was with us, the one that came to our apartment, like my roommate, if she could close her, she was like getting something from her bedroom door. She's like, can you close my door when, like, she was like looking at it or whatever to like, cause she'd never been there. She's like, can you close it when you leave? And then she like left and ran downstairs. And then she went to go, I'm like, oh, you're welcome to like look at my room too. So she went to look at my room and then she closed my door. And I had some setting on my doorknob that like locks it from the outside. So like if I'm in my room and someone wants to come in from the outside, they can't get in. And I like kind of knew that, but I didn't know, like I didn't really fully comprehend it. I never close my door ever, except when I'm in my own room. Like I never like close it from the outside. And then it was locked and I couldn't get in. And I was like panicking and I was like, oh my God, like how do I get in? What if I don't have a place to sleep? Like I was literally freaking out. And at this moment, I'm like setting everything up. I'm like, I'll deal with this later. Cause everyone was like literally coming up in like a minute. So I was like, oh God. So then, you know, it starts like getting going over smoothly. Like it was all good. We had like a break in between one of the rounds. So I like, we start trying to like figure out if we can try to like get the door unlocked, like, you know, like use a bobby pin and like use a credit card. Like we were trying everything. And meanwhile, I was calling like our maintenance. There's like a maintenance late night number that you can call, like someone that's on call to like help with this kind of thing. And no one was picking up the phone. And I was like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? And then my roommate was like, just call, like call locksmith, call the police, like a non-emergency police. Called them. They're like, we can't help you. Call a locksmith. Call a locksmith. And then you and dad were like, it's going to cost a lot of money. And I was like, you're so right. Like, that's probably not a good idea. And then I was like, okay, I guess there's a security guard downstairs. I can go up to them when this is over and, like, see if they'll be able to help me, like, contact someone that can help me get it unlocked. So it was, like, an hour, like, later. Like, we tried everything. Wasn't opening my door. Like, the event went well, by the way, so that was, like, a positive. But then I'm, like, leaving with the last group of freshmen, like, piling them in the elevator. And like, oh, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I have this situation. And then I go down to the security guard. And I have never seen a woman or anyone, for that matter, look as, like, on drugs as much as this lady. Like, her eyes, I've never seen someone look so bloodshot in my life. So, like, when she was, like, staring at me and I was talking to her, like, I was kind of, like, creeped out almost and, like, uncomfortable. So I explained it to her. I was like, yeah, I tried calling this number multiple times. Like, no one responded. She's like, okay, I'll try the number. So she called her or called this number. I don't know who I was expecting. I was expecting some, like, maintenance guy. I guess that's stereotypical. But I just thought it was, like, someone that was going to come fix it. And then they're like, oh, like, she'll be right up. I'm like, okay. So I'm like waiting in the lobby, and then this like girl who's probably my age comes like walking up like a college senior. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like I was sitting on my balcony. I was like, what? Okay. So then she like opens the, what's it called? She opens the,
lock.
The door, like the office, the leasing office to get like the key, like the master key. She's like, okay, hopefully this key will work. Like, hopefully, like, if it's that right issue, otherwise we'll, like, have to figure it out, whatever. I'm like, oh, my God. So, like, we go upstairs, like, back upstairs, and, like, my heart is racing. I'm like, please, for the love of God, work. Because it's, like, one of those situations where it's, like, my whole life is in this room. Like, my chargers, my computer, my toothbrush, my glasses, like, literally, my medicine, everything is in here. And it was, like, so close, right. Yet so far.
Well, also, your room and your bathroom are together. So it's right, like.
That too. And like at this point, I was also like super thirsty because I left my water bottle in my room and I was like parched and like I was so stressed. I was like sweating because there's all these people like in and out of my apartment. And it was just one of those moments. I was like so close yet so far. Like most of the time, I just opened my door and I could go in there. And like this is the one time it was literally like just one wall separating me from like everything I needed in the world. And then, long story short, she opened the door. It was all good. I got to my stuff, and then she showed me how to, like, change the settings so that it would stay unlocked. And so it all worked out, but sorry, this is a very long story, but I just thought it was kind of funny. And, you know, it all worked out, but it was just quite an adventure.
It is really funny, and I only heard of it from the stressful part. I never knew how it happened, even.
Yeah.
Like, I just
– like, oh, like – I'm like, she's like, can I see what your room was like? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then she thought I also had to close my door, which, like, I guess it makes sense, like one door could be closed, so could the other one. But I literally never close my door. So, like.
Right. From the outside. Just, you sleep with your door closed.
Well, of course I do, but I'm in it.
Right. That's so crazy. What a story. Hilarious.
Interesting time.
All right. Well, I'm going to go into the mediums if that's cool with you.
Please keep going on.
Okay. So, my medium light. Last week, I got together with some of our favorite camp people, not all of them because you would have been there, but there was about eight or so of us that went out for a drink and a quick bite to eat. And it was a lot of fun to see people that we, you know, spend so much time in the summer with, like pretty much more time with them than our own family, except for the fact that you guys both work at camp with me. So I guess it is my family. But we spent a lot of time together, and so it was nice to see people because it's been a while. I don't know, a couple months. Crazy.
Like camp is such like a like weird time where it's like it all revolves, everything in your life in the summer revolves around camp. Like you're spending so much time with these people, and then you go from like really not seeing them for like a long time.
Yeah, so it was
really
nice.
Everyone's lives are like totally different during the school year. Like we all have our own stuff going on.
Yeah, so it was great to be with people and to see how everybody was doing and catch up and just spend time with people. So it was a great night. That was my medium. What's your medium?
So my medium is definitely a bittersweet moment, but this past week was the finale of one of my favorite shows, Big Brother, for the season. So that's why it's my medium, because I'm like so sad it's over, but it was a really good season. Like definitely ranks in one of my favorites of all time that I've watched. And I think from start to finish, I think I've watched maybe like 10 or 11 now. And this probably goes in my like top three or four. I don't want to like geek out or like talk about it too much for those who like don't watch it, because it doesn't really like mean anything to them, but it was just incredible season. It was the first African-American winner player to win the show, and also for all the last final six players to all be people of color and make it to the end. Was really cool that their alliance was able to do that. A lot of them just played a really solid strategic game. Like it was an entertaining season to watch compared to last year, even though like last year was All-Stars and I had such high hopes and like it wasn't that good. So all in all, great season, great finale. I'm like sad it's over, because Big Brother's like kind of like same thing as camp. Like Big Brother is such a big part of my summer because it's on like three times a week, so it's a big commitment, and then it's not on for like most of the school year, or most of the year, I mean. So it's sad, but there is Celebrity Big Brother that is going to be starting in February, so I'm excited about that. Hopefully there'll be some good people on there. Mom, maybe you'd watch it if it's in the
February
school
year. Seems like a lifetime away, but
I know, it seems so far away, but maybe like you could commit to that because you're not as busy then as you are in the summer.
Lauren,
maybe there'll be people that you want on it.
Like, maybe. So, Lauren, what season of Big Brother was that one that just happened?
23, maybe?
Wow. Okay, cool. 23. So if anybody wants to find it one day, there was already spoiler alerts.
It's not really a show that you like go back and like binge, because it's a lot of episodes and like all that, but definitely recommend for next summer at least.
I will give it a shot. I just know it is a lot of like time commitment, but I guess if it's something you really like,
then the Celebrity one I don't think is 3 days a week. I think it's only 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
But that's like what, and I get the argument for that because that's what like everyone says, it like keeps them from watching it. But I just think the time commitment is the best part, because you don't want, there aren't any other shows that are on that frequently. And you get so invested in the players. Like Survivors, I love Survivor too. And like I'm excited that's back on, so that we've been watching that. And it's definitely like more intense of a game than Big Brother. So like that's what makes that game really fun, and like the physicalness. But Big Brother, you just get so attached because you're watching them all the time, especially people who are like the live feed watchers. I wish I had the time for that, but like it's just so cool, like, to become so invested in their, like, success. And you don't even know them, but, like, because they're on so much.
Well, I probably would like it because I love Survivor so much, you know.
You would. It's the same. It's, like, the same show.
I know. So, all right.
I love turning people onto it, so.
My highlight of the week was, so, you know, as I work for a non-for-profit Jewish organization, I'm really lucky that there are some holidays that I don't actually observe, but I have the days off. So I probably had 4 different days off throughout this past month that I wasn't going to, like, days. I had 8.
Well, it was like 2 days of each.
Yeah, it was 2, but it was probably 4 or 5 in total. Cause, like, you know, I do celebrate Yom Kippur. So, like, that was a day that I had off, but I was observant. Right. I wasn't going to go do fun things. There's like 2 days and then 2 days at the end. And sometimes they don't fall like during work days. They fall like on the weekends. Like last year, I think they mostly fell on the weekend. So it wasn't like a real exciting year, but this year it was. And so I really maximize them pretty well. Like sometimes I just like lay around at home, but this year I really did some fun things. Like I went to visit you and the last couple. So for my highlight last week, I met a friend of mine, Andrea. We went to like Wisconsin and went on a hike and it was like beautiful and like actually kind of hikey-ish because there were some trails that were up and downhill. So, you know, you kind of felt like, oh, this maybe was a little challenging and it was just such a nice day. She's my friend, one of my oldest friends from college, really just like, we're like family. And it was just, we love you, Andrea. I don't know if you're listening, but other people that know her are. And, so it was great to be with her, have some really good conversations. And we, decided that we're going to like do this a little bit more often. Cause like we can, you know, put on a winter coat and go hiking and stuff and like wear the right kind of boots or shoes or whatever. So I'm excited about it. So that was definitely my highlight of the week. Anyway. Okay. What about your highlight?
My highlight of this week was that I know for the 3rd weekend in a row, I had another friend come and visit me. I know she's listening. My good pal, Vicky Alper, got to come for the weekend to celebrate our other friend Mia's 21st birthday. So we had a lot of fun together. We went out to dinner. We went to Target. And then we had Mia's 21st birthday last night at our other friend Hannah's apartment. And it was just a lot of fun. Vicky's like such an amazing friend to me, and I love hanging out with her. She's truly the best. And yeah, it was just a good weekend overall.
Awesome. Great. I'm glad it was a good weekend, and I do love Vicky, and I loved getting a little message from her last night. You guys were sending me
some really special. Oh, yeah. We did send some voice memos.
Those are really nice. I love that. Made me feel great. All right, so let's get into the topic of the podcast.
So yeah, so for this week, I was kind of inspired by something I listened to the other day. So first of all, I want to shout out Hannah Kahn for recommending it to me. She recommended me, Call Her Daddy, obviously everyone knows that it's like a huge podcast. I don't listen to it, like I'm not like a weekly listener, like I don't listen every week, but like if I look through the episodes and it's a topic that interests me, or hear something about it, like I'll listen. So like it's one of the ones I more like dabble into as opposed to like, it's like one of my go-tos. But Hannah recommended that I check this episode out because it was all about like social media and its effects on like mental health and body image, because basically like the premise of the episode was that Alex Cooper, who's the host of the podcast, like got caught, like someone called her out because she like face-tuned or Photoshopped one of her pictures. And so then it kind of sparked like this whole like internal struggle for her and like why she feels compelled to do that. And then she kind of like had those like this vulnerable discussion about it and ended up kind of coming to a conclusion like at the end of the episode that she wasn't going to like face tune her photos like ever again. And she also decided, at least for the time being, to like turn off the number of likes and comments on her pictures, because she wanted it to be like, I'm posting this because I like this picture. I don't want other people's comments to like influence my perception of it, whether that be for better or for worse. And I don't know. I just thought it was really cool of her to like be vulnerable and share that, especially for someone who her persona is just more like hard cutting. No, that's not the phrase that I'm trying to say. Like she's just more like out there and can be kind of like intense. Like, I don't care about anything. And like, I just talk about sex and dating. And like, that's kind of what the podcast is. And she's kind of like a cool girl, you know? And so like, it's nice to see like a different side of her. I think that she like struggles with things that we all struggle with. And then I think my favorite part personally about that episode was at the end, she had an interview with a psychotherapist. I want to get her name because I don't want to. Oh, her name is Dr. Jean Twenge. And she did research on like generational effects of social media on like body image and mental health. So it was like comparing like Gen Z to millennials to Gen X, baby boomers, etc., and like how social media usage affects them differently. And I just thought it was really interesting. So I definitely recommend you guys all listen to it and check it out. I think no matter who you are, you would find it really valuable, get a lot out of it. So I think we just kind of wanted to use that as a base for this episode and kind of talk about the way that social media has affected our lives. I mean, we know we've had episodes about this in the past, but I think more so from a perspective, A, of like how it affects our body image, and also just especially just coming from two different generations, and like how that's affected us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of just where the conversation takes us, I guess.
That sounds good. I mean, when you look at her, just because we're still talking about her, like I wasn't sure what she looked like, but she's actually like gorgeous.
Of course, I mean, she is.
Standards of like whatever, she looks like a Barbie doll. You know, if you could picture what you'd think like a human Barbie doll would look like. The blonde hair, you know, like, I'm just, you know, she's just a beautiful human. And it's interesting, you know, like, so it's, well, sad, too, that, like, somebody like that can't, you know, have any flaws. And she looks like this, and she doesn't look like she looks flawless to me. Yet she probably feels that she has a lot of flaws. And how sad is that, you know? And then if she thinks that and I look nothing in the realm of her, you know, I mean, how do I then supposed to feel about myself, you know, in comparison with somebody like that? Like, there's no chance. No,
I totally agree. And I think it's just really humanizing, because it just makes you realize at the end of the day, like, we are all people who all struggle with very similar things, no matter how you look. And like, you always hear, like, I mean, if I say this, we're kind of diving into a totally different topic, so I don't want to, like, go too far in this direction. But, like, the whole idea of, like, when people say, like, you know, like, the negative idea that, like, if you lose weight, all your problems go away. Or, like, if you change something about your appearance, like, you get plastic surgery, you dye your hair, like, whatever it is that you think will, like, quote-unquote, like, make your life easier or better, improve, like, your self-image, like, at the end of the day, like, you still are going to struggle. Like, the people that you, like, quote-unquote, like, compare yourself to or, like, would want to be also struggle with the same things you do. So, like, it never goes away, no matter, like, how much you think you want to, like, change yourself, you know?
Agreed. It's just – it's, you know, really hard. And I think, like, yes, we've had TV shows, we've had magazines, we've had, you know, all of these things. Like, I grew up with that kind of – mirror, I guess I would say, like film, media, television, magazines, all of that coming at you and to what like you should want to look like or the ideal image or whatever. But now with your social media and like on your phone and all of these websites and all of these like apps, it's all consuming. Like, you could spend your whole day sitting there looking at other people and comparing yourself, and that really can affect your your own self-image and kind of be in such a damaging way. So she was saying now she's going to take a break of like kind of using like those enhancements with like face tuning.
Well, that she said she was never going to do again. The thing that she also said was like turning off the comments and then like the like count on her Instagram page.
Yeah.
The podcast, they also talked about that like Facebook study that I'm sure that was like in the news like recently, like about the Facebook study that like Instagram has like negative effects on like mental health, like that study. I'm sure, do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
And how like they had this research that they like withheld for such a long time about that, which is just so like awful when you think about it, that like this company is aware of like what they're doing and they aren't taking any action steps to like change it. Because like she was saying this on the episode too, and like I think about this a lot and it's so interesting, like when you're using these platforms, like you're the consumer, like they want to keep you coming back. And so like they profit off of your insecurities and like the addiction of social media. And it's just so like, when you think about it like that and you put it that way, it's just like, honestly, it makes you like sick to your stomach.
Well, I mean,
but then you still want to go on it. Like I'm still like feeling.
What was that other? What was that move? That Netflix documentary we watched?
Yeah, The Social Network or whatever.
Yeah, and how it is just
The Social Dilemma. One of them. No, Social.
Something like that. Social Dilemma, maybe.
Because one of them is the one that's like about like Mark Zuckerberg. There's like
yes. No, that's
which everyone you guys ever knows what we're talking about. But yeah,
right. So I actually, one of the best things that I did, I don't know if it was a year and a half ago or whatever, what time it was, but I took away the notifications of like when somebody likes your picture or somebody posts on your something. I took off all notifications tying me back into any of those apps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was I barely get notifications now. And it was really helpful because otherwise, if you see that, then I'm going to spend another half an hour or something scrolling through everything else. Like I get to decide when I want to go on those apps. And I think that that's better.
Right, but then you still get sucked into it because of all the algorithms and the way that works.
I'm not telling you that I don't get sucked into it. So anyway, that was, you know, it was a good step for me because I know that like I would be sitting there doing that more often. So I want to just go back into the kind of conversation, but how do you feel that these apps or whatever, these platforms affect your mental health as a 20 something?
They definitely do. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint like reasons exactly. I mean, I can kind of just infer. I think like something that like you really don't deal with in your generation that is way different about mine is like the whole idea of like this like quote unquote like perfect picture moment that like your social media highlights, and like, you know, like we've talked about before, like how it's like a highlight reel and you only show like the best moments. But like everyone is always like taking pictures for events with the hopes that like it'll be the best picture that can be like posted later. And like for you, I feel like in your generation, it's like, oh, like let's just take a picture because we can want to remember this moment. And like, oh, like these are cute. Like I just want to post them. You just post like whatever the heck you want to post. You don't care. Like obviously I want you, like it's not like you don't want to like not look good. You obviously you're like, oh, like this is a pretty picture of me. Like I want to post it. But it's not to the same extent of like when a picture is posted on social media, like no one, you realize it, but like no one's really realizing at the time when you see it that like this picture, there's probably 100 other photos that were taken at the same time, and then like the best one was chosen.
Well, not to out you, but
and like
not to.
No, I know you're about to tell this story, and I know exactly what you're gonna say. A couple years ago, when we were at like Summer House,
I was like, say that you guys take I wasn't million. No.
Oh, really? That's
no, but that's true. But you could tell that story.
No, I was going to say, like, this was literally, like, my junior year of high school. So it was, like, 5 years ago now, actually. So this was even a problem back then, but I remember we went to Summer House, Santa Monica for dinner, and like that was like at the time like the trendy cool place to go. And I like wore this really cute outfit and I was like, oh my God, I have to post a picture here because like this is like the place to be. And I remember standing up, making you stand outside the restaurant with me for so long until I got a picture that I finally liked. And if you think that's like was annoying, which I'm sure you didn't, I'm sorry for putting you through that. Imagine how it feels like every time you go out, I'm with my friends out somewhere, like whether at the bar or in someone's apartment or wherever we are. And like, it's all about taking the best picture. So we spend forever taking pictures. And like when I'm out to dinner with like you guys, like, oh, let's just take like a family picture. And it takes like 10 seconds. We take the picture and then we go back. Like this is a whole production. And it's like, I get it to some extent. Cause I'm like, oh, I want to take a picture too. And like, it'd be nice to post something, but it consumes like half the time that you're at these events and then you're not even like present and enjoying it. And like that's what I've had a really hard time with throughout college is like it's always about the pictures, and if people don't want to post the pictures with you, it also feels really shitty, like you weren't the one that they wanted to post and you didn't like look the best with them and all of that. And I get most of the time people just want to like post what they look best in, but like they take, if they know they want to like post with you, they'll take more pictures with that person to make sure that it's the best one. And like that has always been something that's really frustrating for me. Like it, because I'm really like the chosen one, and I don't really know why, but whatever. Like that's a whole other conversation about my insecurities, and that could be a whole episode within itself. But basically, like it's just such a when you really scale back, it like it's such a weird concept.
It is such a weird concept, and it's sad because the way you were just saying, like I could see it. It's like there's this 45 minute time before you're going to the event that you're gathering just for the purpose of like pre-partying and taking pictures. And yeah, and it's like, I mean, it is, I think, an anxiety filled time, I'm sure, if you feel like these are people I'm not so sure about being, and that insecurity part comes into play. And
like, oh, does my outfit look good? Yeah. Or like, oh yeah, like it matters so much more. Like what you wear and how you present yourself matters so much more. Not for like how people see you at this event, but how they're gonna see it in a few months when they go back on their social media and go back to that day. Like, it's so weird. And like that's why I remember we had this whole episode last year about how like I thought I was born in the wrong generation, because like this stuff matters so like it seems like it matters a lot to me, maybe like from your perspective, but like compared to these other people, like I could
get it. But I mean, I'm sure that there are people in my quote unquote generation that care about it a lot more than I do. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily surrounding myself with those people. Like, yes, I want to go out with people and I want to, sometimes I don't want to go out with people, but like when I do want to like, oh, this was so nice. Like even with Andrea, like we took pictures, we were hiking, we took pictures.
But like that's so.
No, funny. I know. I'm just saying for me, that's like, that is about, I want to remember that I spent this day hiking with her and this was so special. And I like want to remember that time with my friend, not about the, how perfect we looked. I mean, sure, we took one or two, but we didn't sit there for a half an hour by the lake overviewing this, taking a million pictures. We had more, we were in the moment and we were present, versus what I think you're trying to say is that people sit there and take all these pictures and it's about the picture rather than the moment.
Right. It's about the picture and how it's going to look on the, like on the feed with the rest of the pictures, what your caption is. And then it's like, what if, then the whole idea of like editing the pictures and like the whole Facetune thing that I was mentioning earlier. And like, I'm proud to say I've never even downloaded Facetune. I don't think I've never used it. I've edited the only way I've edited pictures to post are like changing like the filter and like the, like adjusting the brightness or like that kind of thing. The things that you do like within the Instagram app. Like I've never like change something about like how my body looks, like, oh, maybe I'll like crop it a certain way, but like I don't really consider that in the same realm of like taking a Facetune and like
editing the curves in my body or like taking out a pimple or whatever that might be.
I've definitely done that, and I've definitely done that with like some wrinkles or whatever. It is not something I do every time I post a picture, and I haven't even like the times that I've done it and I've shown it to you. You've been like, "Mom, that doesn't even look right." Like, whatever, and it kind of gives me like a recheck because then I'm like, you know what? Like, I want to remember myself how I really look, not this fake version. Because then when people really see me, it's not even. Doesn't even really connect with who I am. And it bothers me though. Like, and I don't know, I get a little in my head about it because of people like having Botox or, and if this is for you, like I am not going to shame anybody that's doing this. But for me, it's just when all of these people do that and it's an unrealistic, like I'm turning 51. This is how a 51-year-old looks that has spent every single summer in the sun. And this is how, you know, whatever, this is how I look without like having all of that extra stuff and done anything special to my face. But other people in my age group, let's say that have, or people that are older than me, like in their 60s, 70s, 80s, they have. And then I look like this old wrinkly bag and they look like they're in their 20s or 30s. It's just not realistic. You know, so that's, I don't know, that's what I am thinking about it in my mother type perspective versus how, but I can imagine how it could be so, and we're just talking about the looks of it. We're not even talking about the fact of people wanting to take pictures with you or being in, or, you know, that you're not even invited to this event and people are there that you could have been invited to. Like, that's a whole other.
That's a whole other issue that, like, I remember fifth grade, like, struggling even back then with, but like I think like the point of what we're trying to say is like the whole like aesthetics and like how it's like appearance versus reality and like how much of a disparity that is in 2021 compared to years prior.
I'm gonna say I've only buffed out some things on my face.
I've never
given myself like, more bigger boobs or a skinnier waist or whatever. I've done any of that.
Right. I want to recommend a resource for people who like, thank you for sharing that. It's okay. Like, it doesn't make you like bad or a good person if you edit your pictures. Like, I get the pressure, and that's why it's so sad that people have to do that, because it's like, you feel like you need to, right. Like, but I do want to recommend a resource.
Like, you want to look the best that you can be, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And like,
so what's a good recommendation? Yeah.
So I wanted to recommend people check out, we know we've mentioned her in the podcast in the past, but Victoria Garrick, who's like I don't even know how you describe her. It's actually funny. I don't really want to just like say what she's like, because she was just talking on her podcast I listened to this week that like she doesn't know how, like everyone defines her differently. You know what I'm talking about, Marla? Because I know you listened to this episode. But basically, I've looked to her. She was a college athlete. She does on like TED Talks and speaking engagements. And a lot of her content is focused on like mental health, body image, that kind of thing. And she like a while ago opened up about how she used to like Facetune and edit her pictures and like make her change her body and all of that. And like now a lot of her posts, like she'll make these graphics that like show like two like the same picture, but like one is the edited version, one's how it really looks. And it like is such a good way to show that and like just to see that visual. Of like how much you can really edit it and like how it could look real, but it's not the truth. And I just think it's a really, that's exactly what I was just envisioning, because she just posted that like the other day. So I recommend you guys check her out. It's at Victoria Garrick on Instagram. She also has a TikTok, and I know she talks about it on there. But I just think it really puts into perspective like how ubiquitous this is. Like, sorry, that was such a fancy word, but like how this is everywhere, you know? And like, even, and it's not just influencers and celebrities, it's people that are sitting right next to you.
So true. She wrote
people that are your friends.
Right. She has this one that says, I post side by sides to show how images can deceive us. Yep. The truth is all bodies look tons of different ways depending on lighting, clothing, the angle, the pose, and the day. These pictures were just taken moments apart, and my body looks drastically different in each pic. Neither picture of me is better or worse. They're all just simply my body. She's awesome. I think she's a real role model in terms of that. Yeah. So what do we want to, like, I don't know. I mean, I think I would love to say, like, we celebrate each other and all the people that we love, no matter what they look like each and every day. And we, you know, and we're, you know, here for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And who's to say what is the good, the bad, and or the ugly? Like, you know, I think it's sad that we are now in this world where people just have, they feel that they have to do that to keep up with the Joneses or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and I wish I could say that, like, things are gonna change. I just don't know, like, if they will. And, like, I'm, like, scared for, like, if I ever have kids, like, what their generation is gonna be, or, like, what, like, how much worse it'll be for them. Because, like, I do feel like it is, like, I know we've said this before, like, it is, like, harder to, like, grow up in this era than, like, it was for you with all this comparison, like, really just in your face. And I just can't even imagine, like, what's around the corner to, like, make it worse for people.
I can't imagine either. I can't imagine it being worse, right? But I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I do want to say, like, this is not, like, trying to shame anyone if they, like, do edit their pictures or, like, because, like I said, we do understand, and, like, it doesn't, it's not good, bad, or whatever. We're not trying to label it like that. I think it's just we're drawing attention to a larger issue and, like, just trying to urge people to, like, maybe just give it a second thought, or just, like, ask yourself why you're doing this, and, like, if it's really for you or if it's for, like, somebody or something else.
Yeah, and, like, I've done it. I mean, I'm telling you that I've done it before. So I get it. But it is kind of – it's just – I like how you said, think maybe about why you're doing it. You know, it's tough out there. It's a jungle out there for sure. This is just all
brutal out there.
It's hard. It's brutal out there. It's hard to navigate all of this, you know, and there's no,
you know, we don't have the answers. We're just sharing, the problems. Yep.
It is hard. I think, you know, we can always do better ourselves. And I think it's good to be vulnerable and put it out there to tell people, like, you're not alone if you feel this way too. You know?
Definitely not. Yeah, I think hopefully you guys kind of, like, got a new perspective from this. I think it's just a good conversation to have. We're going to keep having this conversation. And we're happy to hear, like, if anyone has their own perspective on this issue.
For sure. I mean, and I also want to say, just because I always like to give that mother aspect too, you know, sometimes, like, when I'm looking at other people's posts and I know that, like, you were with them or whatever, I'm, like, looking to see, like, oh, is she in that picture? You know, like, because, you know,
I'm not in it, or I'm at the end or I'm, like, the last picture.
No, but I mean, if you're in it, like, I'm happy, you know, and I'm like, oh, she looks great. You know, I don't know. So I know that, like, all the moms out there want their
daughters. Yeah, it's just sad because, like, I get so excited when someone, like, posts a picture of me, because it feels like it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
And, like, I know that's so stupid because, like, what matters more is, like, whether or not they're a good friend, or, like, I value, like they treat me while they are kind and, like, offer me, like, a person to, like, be – they're a supportive person in my life, and I love them, and, like, that's what should matter the most. But, like, those kinds of things do, I'm gonna be honest, like, do, like, run through my head, and it's, like, sad. I don't want that to, like, be how I judge, like, the worth of my friendships, and I want to change that mentality. Hopefully, like, and I hope other people don't think like that, but I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We could go on and on about this.
What's that?
I said we could really go on and on about this topic. There's lots.
It's a hard. It's a tough one. Okay.
So nice. Well, we'll just leave it at that.
What'd you say?
We'll just leave it at that somber note.
Okay, well, maybe we'll now get into what we're into for the week then. How about that? How do you think about that? Okay, so what I'm into for the week was the Sopranos prequel called The Many Saints of Newark. It was an amazing movie. It's currently in theaters, but also playing on HBO Max. If you know, I mean, I do believe that you should watch the whole Sopranos series before. It's like a 6-season series, I believe, and went on for many years. I mean, you guys were, I don't even think you were born when we first started watching it, and then you were young little ones, but it's always been on HBO, and it's an amazing show. And it was just an event the other night. Like, it came out on Friday, and I finished work, and we watched it. We were, like, enthralled. It was really told from, and they did such a good job. So it was, like, a prequel. So it was when Tony Soprano was, like, young, and then in his teens, or maybe like 20 at the most. But the story didn't really revolve around him. It revolved around this guy, Dickie Maltisante, who was kind of like a man he looked up to, and just the story of his life. And so, I don't know, can't stop thinking about it. And that's why it's what I'm into. And so then after that, Dad and I started watching The Sopranos. Now we're like on midway through the season one, because now we're like rewatching it again, and what could be better than that? So that is my what I'm into for the week. What about you?
Very fun. So what I'm into, I talked about this really briefly before we started recording, but for those of you who are big TikTokers, you've probably seen, well, Jamie says she hasn't, so maybe not everyone, but I really feel like this is, I've seen so many people talking about this like all the time, but the viral, like, spicy salmon sushi concoction thing that Emily Mariko made is what I'm into. And just her videos in general, she just, like, makes the best food. It looks so appetizing, and, like, the way that the videos are, like, filmed are just so cool. So I actually tried it for dinner tonight, and I would say it was definitely really good. Such a weird, like, concept. Don't even know how she thought to, like, do this, especially, like, guys, the ice cube does not melt, for those of you who are curious. I know it's like, I don't get science. But it was really good. The only thing that was missing from mine was like the seaweed, which I didn't have, and I didn't have time to buy at the grocery store. I think that definitely would have like upped it a little bit, but super easy meal to make. Doesn't take much time. You just make, if you have leftovers, that's like the most ideal, but I just made it a couple hours before. I made the salmon in the oven, made the rice, let it sit, then I mixed it all together with the teriyaki, the sesame oil, sriracha, mayo, all of that, and then the avocado on top, and it was just really good. It just tastes like kind of a poke bowl, but
so it's cooked.
The salmon's cooked, yeah, but you like take the rice, like you mash the salmon up like into little like pieces, and then you take the rice and you like mix it. Well, actually, no. Before you mix it, you take an ice cube and parchment paper and you put it in the microwave. And then it keeps, like, the rice from, like, messing up. And then you mix it all together with the sauces and stuff.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's kind of like a brittle tuna with salmon.
I'm looking forward to watching the video because you've described it. And you showed me a picture of it.
Yeah, and then we'll just go on a rabbit hole and watch all of her videos. It's so funny. And then, like, Tinks, you know, Tinks did, like, like, she made it, and then she also did, like, a parody where she, like, took, because, like, the way that you'll see how, like, the way that she films her videos, but she did it with, like, a bottle of vodka and, like, a lime, or maybe tequila and, like, a lime, and it was so funny. Like, you just, you'll see what I mean. But she's, like, taking over TikTok by storm. Like, it's kind of amazing.
Awesome.
Stan.
All right, well, I can't wait to watch it, and maybe her stuff will start coming up on my thing, since I have no idea of what you're talking about right now, and I feel like
it's so funny, like, how, like, there are things in the past I literally have no idea what people are talking about that are, like, viral, and, like, you don't see them.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. There's a lot of TikTokers out there. That's the truth.
There really are.
All right. Well,
fabulous platform.
Thank you so much, everyone, for sticking with us today on this wonderful podcast. We are so grateful for all of you. If you enjoyed it, please rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on social media, on our Instagram at Like Mother Like Daughter Pod, and on Facebook at Like Mother Like Daughter Podcast, I believe. Okay, Lauren, we proved it again. We really are the best mother and daughter duo.
That is for sure. We'll see you guys next week for a very, very special episode that we can't wait to share with you. Just a little teaser for that. We love you all so much. Take care of yourself and others, and have a great week. Bye.